There was long ones, tall ones, short ones, brown ones, black ones, round ones, big ones, crazy ones. Out of the middle.
We're going to start with the calls. Glenn's called in on watering, but before we get there, John, you wanted to take a minute just to recognize, you know, during the whatever you want to call it, you know, trees don't care, and y'all are still working.
Well, during the shutdown, you know, it's been interesting, you know, because the trees and plants have continued to grow, and we've been, you know, fortunately, the green industry as a whole has been considered what is an essential service. You know, treating a disease trees, removing hazardous trees. So there's aspects of our industry that are actually essential services. And so we've continued to work, of course, you know, just like we are here in the studio today, observing social distancing and, you know, wearing our masks and doing everything we can. But when we're out in the landscape, you know, in someone's backyard or on a commercial property, there's not a lot of contact with people, and our workers can pretty much work without any risk of being in, you know, transmitting disease. But yeah, we just were encouraging everybody, you know, during this shutdown time. I was thinking about it this morning with my wife, just how, you know, getting outdoors is just really a nice break. I know that the temperature is sort of the limiting factor there, but getting out in your yard today and, you know, picking up those pruners, we've always said we don't recommend recreational pruning necessarily, you know, going out there just to prune for the sake of pruning. Yeah, you know, that's not good for the plants as a rule, but it is really a really relaxing, encouraging time to get out there and do some pruning, do some hard work, and just to reduce stress levels. I know everybody's kind of feeling boxed in these days. Well, pruning and getting out in your yard, doing a little bit of yard work this weekend might be just what the doctor ordered.
And we've really been blessed this last week or so in June. We're in June, and the mornings have been amazing.
I know. It's been really
cool.
Nice.
Nice.
I know. I hate those mornings when I get out at 4 o'clock and open the front door, and I've just walked into an oven. I go, oh,
right.
No, you know what's coming. But these mornings have been really pleasant, you know. In fact, you know, this is kind of that shoulder season where you got your heater on in the morning, and then you got your AC on in the afternoon in your car. Those of us who get up real early and are out the door pretty early know those changes. But yeah, it's been really a beautiful time. Those even the late afternoons, you know, you can get out there for a couple hours in the evenings and get in a couple hours of yard work, and it's not too unbearable. Speaking of which, regarding hydration, you know, it's always good to try to hydrate before you need it. You know, if your body sends a signal to your brain that you're thirsty, you've already, you know, depleted your water resource. They always say, you know, to prehydrate. So before you go out in the yard, you know, half an hour before you go out, drink a good 20 ounces of water, and it'll really help you to, you know, you won't be feeling that heat stress as quickly. You'll be able to, you know, move into that couple hours of work without as much difficulty. But yeah, don't wait until they say that the osmoreceptors in your carotid arteries measure the water content in your blood, and when it's depleted, then they send a message to your brain that says I'm thirsty. But they say if you wait until your water content is so low that it sends a signal that you're thirsty, you waited a bit too long, and then you're kind of chasing your thirst, kind of like chasing pain is difficult to do with pain medications. Chasing thirst is not a good thing either. There's a risk of heat exhaustion if you aren't getting that water in your body sooner. But we're off the topic of trees. Yes.
Well, on the topic of water, Glenn's right on hold and wants to talk about watering his trees. Let's bring him to the conversation and see how we can help direct him. Good morning, Glenn.
Thanks for taking my call, guys. Hopefully your morning is doing pretty well.
Doing great. How can we help you?
So I just moved into a house, and I have about 4 fruit trees. I have a lime tree, 2 grapefruit trees, and an orange tree, and they're all on the same watering line. And they had it set up to an everyday watering for 20 minutes, and I thought that was completely wrong. So I'm just wondering, what's the best for the summer months for watering the trees, and how many gallons would it take per water?
And what's your emitter? Is it on a drip system? Is it bubblers? What?
Right now, they're on those spray emitters. I got the drip, and I've got this different gallons per hour. I got one that's 1 hour dripper, 2 hour, and a 4 hour. Mm. And right now they're on the 10 gallon, 0 to 10 gallon, or 13 gallon spray emitters.
You know, the answer to that question is it depends. It depends on your soil texture, your soil structure, the percolation rate, and how quickly the water moves through the soil. But you know, you're right in not wanting to water every day. That's probably not a good policy under any circumstances, unless you have flowers or something that's very shallow rooted. But yeah, you want to water less frequently and more deeply, and make sure that the entire root zone gets water every time. And then wait till that soil is pretty much dried out before you water again.
You brought in that soil probe last month, and that's a perfect tool to measuring and making sure you're getting 18 inches of depth. Just to give you an idea, Glenn, you know, I've watered my citrus yesterday for 10 hours on drip, but I won't water them again for another 9 days.
There you go.